Conclusion. Growing up, like many of you, success was talked about a lot. I heard it all the time. However, I never knew how success could be attained. My environment was centered on education and becoming a professional. Pretty stringent, right? Well, that's what I thought too. My environment was about having a higher achievement motive. Most of us have been put in that bubble. Expectations from our environment were high and forced us down with a path we never desired. Your true feelings of what gives you self-fulfillment has diminished and have been suppressed over a period of time because you felt you could not speak about them or voice them out to anyone for risk of embarrassment or shame. Am I right? This was a bubble I lived in until August of 2009, when I was introduced to direct marketing and the world of entrepreneurship. Before that, I was told to go to school and get a good paying job, and that is how society deemed us as successful. However, in 2009, my concept of success changed. My mindset was enhanced, and I had a whole new understanding of what success can be for a person. I heard this all the time when I was growing up and never really understood it until now. A job is not a job if you truly enjoy what you do. So I ask you this, is your job just your job, or is it really not a job because you are living what you desire to do? I was miserable on my job, and that's how I knew I was at the wrong place. I cried all the time, and my poor hubby had to hear me cry all the time. I hated my job with a passion. I felt so unfulfilled with the path I had taken. There was no question or doubt in my mind about which one I wanted to keep and which one I wanted to lose when direct marketing was introduced to me. You don't have to be stuck in this bubble. If you're miserable, why do you continue to conform to society and what others want for you? Why live a life of misery? What do you want to be remembered as when your maker calls on you? Society is becoming more dynamic. We need to allow the future generation to live its greatness. But how can you guide them if you're not living your greatness? Ultimately, my goal after you have listened to this audiobook is to have helped you to understand that life can be what you want it to be. You have a greatness in you that is probably latent and remains in its pristine form. You still have the chance to discover that greatness. Understand that you have conformed all these years, so breaking out of it will be the challenge, and there will be a lot of resistance from society. But as I share throughout the book, you have to take what is yours and make it work for you, understanding that you are creating a legacy for the future generation, but most importantly, living your desires and your dreams. Let my story and my journey motivate and inspire you so you can also unleash the greatness you have inside. Good luck in your journey. You are the best of the best. You are beautiful and handsome. You are a winner. You are victorious. You are unstoppable. You are a champion. You are a winner. You will be successful. Psalm 139, verse 14, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful.